Hi, my name is Peter Shinnick. I graduated from St. Norbert College in 1989. These days, I'm working in disability employment services in the area of mental health. Previously to my role that I'm occupying now, I was working for Wesfarmers, so in training and development roles, and also store management roles of Target stores, etc. Worked in Kalgoorlie, and across the metro area for quite a number of years. And just prior to that, had my own group of sport and surf stores. Did I think whether I'd be doing this when I left school? Well, yes, I did. I think I started off on the right pathway. I'd always wanted to own my own sports store. And when I left school, I had an opportunity at the Athlete's Foot in Perth, and I worked there as a full-timer at the age of 18, and was fortunate enough to win a Nissan Pulsar Reebok car for selling the most Reeboks around Australia. So I proceeded to drive that for a little while until selling it, which provided me with some money to get things started. Yes, I had many, many fond memories of my time at St. Norbert College, particularly probably around our group of friends, but it was more than that. I think what I recall of St. Norbert's was the real community feel. We were very blessed to be at a school where we only had around 700 students from year eight, it was at the time, not year seven, but year eight through to year 12. And we got to sort of know each other on essentially a first name basis. That also allowed us to have fairly close, you know, relationships with you know, students from other year groups, but also getting to know our teachers really well, which was very helpful, I think, in a schooling environment, and probably something which lacks a little bit today in some of the larger schools. Okay. Words of advice for current students. Well, I'm 50 years old now, so I've been out of the schooling system for a little while, and one thing I have learned in this time, I suppose, looking back, is to absolutely embrace your time at school, your connections, and all your learnings. I'm a firm believer that you either win or you learn. And so, you know, always take heed of your learning experiences. Life might not always go to plan, but you can always take the lessons you've learned and reset yourself along the way. You know, there's always opportunity. Make the most of all your opportunities. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from trying things in life. I think that's really important because, you know, life is a journey, and you will absolutely experience both ups and downs, but you know, and I've had my fair share of those along the journey, experiencing some many ups with you know, having my group of shops and stores, and going through the global financial crisis and absolutely losing everything. But you know, you rebuild yourself, you reset yourself, and looking back now, there were many valuable lessons there for me, and I find myself in a far better space today than what I was 10 or 15 years ago. I suppose it was more than just a learning environment. It was a safe place for us to sort of spend the majority of our time as teenagers, which can be a trying and testing time for a lot of people. And we see a lot of teenagers today becoming disconnected. And I think we were very fortunate to have a safe and supportive space in St. Norbert College. So, yeah, really, really appreciative of that.